That's Thursday. Time for another edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher. This is Casey hanging out with Chris and James. Hello, guys. How we doing today?
Doing great.
Hey, Casey.
So today, let's talk a little bit about actual cuts of meat. Let's say, you know, you're looking for things you can slice and serve. You got the crowd coming over. Kind of where would we start there?
I think Thursday is a great day to start thinking about
it. It felt good. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're starting to think about the weekend already. Mm-hmm. Kind of signed off here at the radio station or wherever you're working.
It's on pilot, you know. Yeah. It just runs itself at this point.
You're starting to call your friends and figure out what the plan is for the weekend. So a crowd is starting to form. They know that you've sourced the right meat and that you are a level 9 or 8 grill master at this point.
Wow, so just after a little over a week and a half, you've gone from a 2 to an 8 or 9.
I'm a sponge. What can I say?
So whenever you're figuring out what you're going to cook, you want to figure out how many people you're having over, how much time you have, and, you know, what the ultimate outcome of it is. Obviously, whenever you're cooking for a very large group, you want to make sure you're preparing yourself to not sit there and have to be slaving over the grill or making sure that you're doing all these last-minute preparations when all your friends are hanging out over there drinking beer and you're working so hard you can't even drink a beer.
Right.
So if you've got enough time, you know, on say you're cooking, everybody's coming over on Sunday, then you could do things like a brisket or a pork butt or some of these larger cuts that could actually be done in
that just
advance.
Sits there wrapped up waiting on you to enjoy it.
Yeah, some of my favorite chores around the house are doing the laundry and smoking, because I can be like, you know, I'm cooking and, you know, and right. Literally I'm doing nothing.
You're multitasking.
Everything else is just doing its own process. But if you don't have that option, we've said before, you know, you don't want to, you got 15 people coming over. For one thing, it's a very expensive to cook everybody an individual steak, and then you're tending to everybody's steak, and then you got somebody that wants it well done and somebody that doesn't. And it's like
tending
to all these people's needs. That's not what you invited them over for.
No. Have you over to be a good host? What's that about?
Right? Come on, get out of here. I want to just show off my cooking skills.
That's right.
So it's about selecting the right cut of meat, whether it's pork, beef, or chicken.
Or lamb. Lamb's delicious.
Lamb. How do I forget about lamb?
T-bones. Those little big T-bones are so cute and delicious.
Now, those you can give everybody an
Everybody gets their own little T-bone.
So good. Just salt and pepper.
Sorry, sidetrack. But yeah, so when you're trying to feed a crowd, you want to make sure you're preparing yourself. Make sure you give yourself enough time. Something that's smoked, that's long cooked, you can pull off a couple hours before, let it sit, let it hang out. It actually ends up becoming even more delicious as it sits. Or those large format steaks like we've talked about, like a Bavette.
Tri-tip.
Something that's 3 pounds, tri-tip, 1.5 pounds, or even something as simple as like a round roast that you char up and you can let sit, and then you slice up and serve with some dollar rolls or something. You want to make sure you're preparing yourself.
Mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Even grilling up a bunch of sausages, slicing them up, that's a great appetizer. Yeah. Just to have out, you already pre-cooked them, they're grilled up, they're sliced, you have a little bit of whole grain mustard and some crackers.
Yeah, just serve it right on the cutting board.
Yeah.
Kielbasa.
It looks awesome. Right. Instagrammable.
Nice.
It's amazing.
That's what really matters.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We don't cook to eat or nourish ourselves.
Sustenance and enjoyment? That's crazy talk. No. And one thing that we've learned too is when you are slicing and serving and all that, make sure you cut against the grain.
Absolutely.
Man, you are a sponge.
See? I told you. I'm paying attention.
Cuts of the crowd, especially with some of those larger cuts. Like we talked about the tri-tip. The tri-tip's one of my favorites because you are going to have those members of your crowd that maybe wanted a little bit more done. And with a cut like that, you have these tapered ends on it. And when slicing it against the grain properly, you're going to get those edge pieces that are going to be a little bit more done. And you can always say you did it on purpose, but
a little
it's actually
burnt end action.
Yeah, it's actually the nature of the meat. But you can appease everybody in your crowd by giving them the wellness or the doneness that they prefer.
All right, Chris, James, thank you so much for being here. We'll do this. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow. That's crazy to me.
So sad.
I know.
I'm
going to
miss you, Casey.
Don't cry. We'll cry tomorrow.
Okay,
we'll cry tomorrow.
Well, can we hold each other?
We can.
Have
but
you guys
first...
not been holding each other?
You've been here every day. How do you not know this? So go to lightninghunter.com/grilling. You can check out all of our past episodes, get some more information, and all kinds of information waiting for you right now at porterroad.com. Check them out and see why they tell you that meat that's raised better tastes better.